Will Russia deploy nuclear weapons in 2023? Do we know what the three ribs in the mouth of the bear represent? And the Biden administration targets Breitbart with anti-terrorism program. All of this and more today on The End Time Show. Welcome to the End Time Show. Vince Stegall here with none other than Doug Norvell. So excited that he is back in studio. We are taking your calls. The number to join us is 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. Doug, you almost lost your job while you were gone, man.
I know. I
almost
heard.
Moved, and when you guys come back, this door's locked up. Nobody
yeah,
here.
That's what I heard.
How was it?
It was fabulous. It was really good. So the trip was amazing. Yeah.
Well, we saw some pictures and videos along the way. You seem super excited, by the way.
I am super excited. I really
so
am.
Excited to be back.
Now, I'm a little jet lagged.
Your body thinks it's almost midnight.
Yes.
Because it's 8 hours ahead there in Israel. Mm-hmm. And so we saw some photos and videos of you. You got to meet Joe when you were in New York.
I did, yeah. So that was great. I sent that to you, and everybody got to see what Joe looks like.
Everyone loves Joe.
Mm-hmm. We love
some
Joe.
Asked me if I had hair envy. The answer is no.
Yeah.
I like being bald. But, yeah, it was great to see Joe, and mm-hmm. he makes fun of my baldness, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, Joe was awesome. Him and his wife, they were amazing people, and it was good to meet both of them.
So how'd that work? You just go knock on his door?
Actually,
like, I'm wondering, like,
yeah,
who out there wonders when you're going to knock on their door next?
Yeah, you need to be worried about that. No. Since we were in New York and we had some time waiting for the rest of the group to get there, we went in a day early. So since we had that little bit of time, you know, I called you, got Joe's number and gave him a call. He answered the phone and told him, you know, what was going on. He said, I would love for y'all to come by and see me. They actually, though, they had had some guests at their house over the weekend. They had some family. And so their family had just left, and then we show up. So, you know, it was probably a little bit much for them. But, you know, they were very gracious. They loved having us there. I actually talked with Joe today. He said it was a blessing to be there. He also, he apologized because he felt like, you know, he usually gets a haircut and a trim and everything, and he looks a little more sharp than he felt like he looked. But I thought he looked great, and it was wonderful.
I thought he looked marvelous.
He really did. He looked good. And, you know, Joe, to me, looked a lot like I thought Joe would look. I mean, he just did. So, anyway, we took a cab over there. And I thought it was going to be a yellow cab, but it wasn't. It was because we had more people than just two of us. They sent a van. And so we went over there in a van. And the guy was gracious to wait for us, not charge us any extra. Told mm-hmm. him we might be a few minutes. And we went in and visited with Joe, did that video, and sent you that video. So it was great. It was really cool to put a face with a voice that we hear all the time. And their house was beautiful. He told me today that house is over 100 years old.
Wow.
And they've done a lot of renovations to it. So anyway, beautiful neighborhood, beautiful people, wonderful visit.
And that was just day one of the trip.
Yeah.
What else did you share?
Yeah, that wasn't even Israel. That was just New York. So anyway, no, we had some wonderful things, and so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And like you said, they got some pictures. How much time we got? We got plenty of time.
We got time.
So I want to show these pictures. I know Dave showed a lot of stuff yesterday, but the Sea of Galilee, this year it hit me so differently than it hit the first time I was ever out there. Now, normally when we go out there, they do a little thing where they have a guy that throws the net out to see if he can catch some fish, and then they play some music and they do this little Jewish dance. None of that happened this time. It was like,
now, Doug, this would have been the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, it could have been,
you know, for you to do the dance.
Yeah, it could have been that, and people probably wanted that. I had several people that were threatening me that they might show that. But if you look here, you can see we're just kind of on that boat. But that's the Sea of Galilee. It's very beautiful. And
now, why is there an American flag?
Yeah, the American flag was raised up. We sang, you know, the national anthem as they put our flag up, and everybody
wow.
stood up and did that. It was really cool because there was the Israeli flag and the American flag. But the Spirit of God began to move on that boat, and we were listening to some worship music, and we began to worship God. People began to lift their hands up. before you knew it, Vince, people were going over and laying hands on people and praying for people. It was an amazing move of God. And then God just kind of worked it out. It was so funny because the guy at Edo came up to Jana while we were still there, and the group was in looking at the boat. There's a boat there that's like an ancient boat that they found from Jesus' time, and they're watching the video about that and taking pictures in there. And we're sitting there talking. Edo comes up and says, I'm sorry, but there's got to be a change of plans. Because there was a holiday that day, they had to move the baptisms from the end of the day to right after the boat there on the Sea of Galilee. And so I believe that God orchestrated that, because there was such a move of God on that boat that we went directly from there to the Jordan River and began to baptize people. And man, I mean, we baptized people and it was moving. We had people break out in song before they got baptized. I believe that God was healing some people. We had a situation where we prayed over a lady, and three different people believed that God told them in their spirit that if she was baptized in the Jordan River, that God would heal her of an illness that she has. And we believe that happened. So we believe that that happened in that Jordan River, and there was a lot of celebration. There was a lot of people. There was one man that, you see that lady there getting baptized, she was a hoot. And I really enjoyed having dinner with her a couple of nights, and we got to talk. And she lives in Arizona, and she's an awesome lady. And, you know, you just made so many friendships. But you see all the people there in line. We had we actually baptized more than what was in our group, because we had a couple of random people come up from another group. They saw us baptizing, came down and wanted to be baptized. Pretty incredible. The other thing I want to talk to you about, though, the reason why we had to move the baptism, which was really cool, is we talk about when Jesus was crucified, Vince, and that it happened on a Wednesday, not a Friday, like the whole world celebrates Good Friday, but Jesus was actually crucified on a Wednesday, and there was a high holy day that week. And so that fell on a Thursday, so he had to be buried before sunset on Wednesday night, because the Sabbath, this high Sabbath, started on a Thursday. That's exactly what happened to us while we were there. Mm-hmm. We had Pentecost, which was a Sabbath day for the Jewish people. That started on Thursday, so at sunset on Wednesday. And I was telling Dave, I said, you know, I was kind of upset because I couldn't get my cappuccino that night, you know, and I was thinking, man, I really want a cappuccino. And while I was thinking about that, the Lord just kind of put in my spirit, said, look, you're experiencing a high Sabbath day like when I was crucified. And I started thinking about that, and I'm like, that's pretty amazing.
Get over your lack of cappuccino.
Yeah, get over your cappuccino and think about what just happened. And so we actually got to experience it, and it was really cool when you sat there and thought about it, because we had that high holy day, and then on Saturday, of course, is the regular Sabbath. And so you see how it was when Jesus was crucified, why the women couldn't get anything the next day. They had to wait till Friday to get things to go prepare the body. Then Saturday comes, they get there on Sunday morning, and Jesus is gone. Pretty cool.
Well, cool update. We've missed you greatly.
I miss being here, but I also enjoy being there.
I'm sure. I'm sure it was awesome.
Yeah.
And we're going to dive off into this other topic, Russia to deploy nukes. So don't go anywhere. We are taking your calls. The number to join us is 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. We'll be right back.
They that understand what is taking place.
35 seconds. Will instruct that felt like minutes. I don't know how long it was.
Except a man is born again, he can't enter or see the kingdom of God.
I don't care what label you've been given or what label you've given yourself. You are essential. You still matter.
This is a journey, and when we get to the other side of that, that's where our prize is. That's where our reward is.
End time is not going anywhere.
Satan and the elites of this world don't want you to understand the timeline leading to the second coming of Jesus. You can pinpoint where we are in the end time, understand how you fit in, and be filled with hope in God's plan by watching The Future According to Bible Prophecy. Go to endtime.com/future or call 800-END-TIME. That's 800-363-8463.
What if you could understand Bible prophecy? Dave Robbins, the host of the End Time Show's TV and radio programs, is holding a free prophecy conference near you. Gain peace and understanding about what the Bible says concerning end time prophecy. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events to see when Dave will be in a location near you.
Welcome back to the End Time Show. Vince Steagall here with Doug Norvell. We have open lines at 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. We're so excited to have Doug back in studio. We're talking today about Russia to deploy nukes. So we want to get to this story and share it with you. Now, before we do, I want to remind you that we talk about this very topic, World War III, the Battle of Armageddon, however you may look at that. We're going to help provide clarity on it, but we do talk about this in detail in our brand new series, Understanding the End Time, which is available for pre-order right now, and there's only a limited time left on how much, or rather, the bonus items are only available for a limited time. They are about to expire, so you are about to lose access to all these bonus items, so act today. Pre-order at endtime.com/ABC. Or call us at 800-END-TIME, 800-363-8463. When you do that, you're going to get over $350 in bonus items, which will expire soon, like I said. So go do that today in order to take advantage of all those bonus items. All right, Doug, let's get into this subject here. Russia has an agreement now to deploy nuclear weapons to Europe. Right. What significance does this have?
Well, there's kind of a twofold significance here, I think. It's pretty interesting when I came across this article, and it got me excited about it because of what the location of where these are going, more or less. And there's some history there, too. So it's in Belarus. Is that how you say that? Belarus? I think that's how you say it. They signed a deal on Thursday formalizing the procedure for deploying these Russian nuclear weapons to the Belarusian, I can't say that, Vince, this territory, okay? So control of these weapons will still remain in Moscow. Let's see if we can throw up a picture of the actual vehicle that they'll use there, and we'll come back to that map if we can. Yeah, so there's the vehicle. I know people that are listening on the radio, this is one of those armored vehicles that deploys the missiles right on its back. It can launch them. You can see, you know, normally they're laying down like when you see them in the parades and things like that. So if you're looking at the picture, you can see those would be ready to deploy. This is what
looks like a huge dumpster on wheels with missiles coming out of the back of it.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. It's got a lot of wheels on it, too. There, it looks like it's got like six different wheels on it or something. But anyway, it's a huge vehicle. It's got these huge nuclear weapons on it, and they have made an agreement with these folks. And the reason why that is important is we can throw that map back up there because I want you to see where they're located and what that is about. So there it is. You see that. I guess that's Belarus, isn't it? That's how you say that, Belarus. Yeah, that's how you say it. I got it now when I see the map. So you look at that area. It's in the green on the map, and you can see it borders with Russia to the north, with the Ukraine to the south, and Poland there on their west side. But the really interesting thing there, Vince, is you see Estonia, and you see Latvia, and you see Lithuania there. Okay, so those things there, that the reason why that's significant is that is something we've been talking about for quite a while in Bible prophecy. So for this, for Belarus to agree with Russia that they would allow this to come in, for one thing, we know that things are heating up over there, right? Because you don't bring nuclear weapons into an area unless, you know, you're trying to show a threat that you're willing to use them. And we know that Putin has said many times, if his back is against the wall, he will use nuclear weapons. So now Poland, who is part of NATO and, you know, taken a lot of these I guess these NATO nations, they've allowed them to bring in equipment. We've sent equipment over there. We've sent some aircraft over there. Germany has sent tanks over there. So now all that stuff that's on Russia's back door, now they're bringing, they've made this agreement with Belarus, and they're bringing these nuclear weapons in there to show Poland they mean business, to show the West they mean business, and to especially show the Ukraine that they mean business. They're not giving up another inch of land, you know, to NATO for sure. And so these are things that are going on there. But let's get back to those three nations.
Could I ask a question before we go there?
Yeah, let's do that.
So a lot of people are very fearful
right
now.
You're going to slow me down, Vince, because I'm hyped up right now.
I know you are.
All right.
You must have had your cappuccino today.
I had coffee for sure.
A lot of people are concerned about World War III.
Mm-hmm.
Or Armageddon. Some people
right.
don't know which one is which,
right.
if they're the same thing, which one's next, all that stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Can we hit on that a little bit and the significance of Russia in correlation to both of those things, perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so the difference in the two is that this Third World War, what we refer to as the Sixth Trumpet War, we believe that will be the Third World War. The reason being is because of how many people that are going to be killed in this war. You know, Revelation chapter 9 tells us that one-third of mankind is going to die in this war. So
now is it one-third of Russians? One-third of the people in Europe?
You know, that's what a lot of people want to make that say, that it's one-third of that area. But when you look at the scriptures, it says one-third of mankind or one-third of man. So it appears to be this is going to be a global event. Many people are going to be involved in it for it to kill one-third of mankind. And, of course, that scripture also you hear us refer to it all the time, that the army will be an army of 200 million men. Well, China has boasted that they can put that army on the field. India has the numbers to do that, and Islam has the numbers to do that. So we don't believe that this is that war. We also see that that war starts from the Euphrates River area. So at this point, we don't believe that we're talking about the Sixth Trumpet War. But when you start seeing nuclear weapons are going to be used in this region, it makes you begin to wonder, hey, could this be the start of something very significant? And it could be, of course. Anytime you get nuclear weapons involved, it could very well be. And who is Russia's biggest ally right now is China. And so China, like I said, has boasted that they can field an army of 200 million men. So there are some things when you look at this that you could see how this could be a very frightening thing. Now, you asked me the difference between this war and the Battle of Armageddon.
And now I've got more questions, but
okay, well, we'll carry on from there. But the Battle of Armageddon, we know from Revelation 19, we know from Revelation 16, that battle is not going to happen until after the final 7 years. So after the tribulation happens, then that Battle of Armageddon happens. This Battle of Armageddon is going to happen when Jesus comes back to the earth and declares his kingdom. That battle is going to be raging
before
on.
That.
Starts before
after.
That and ends with Jesus coming back and fighting for Israel when his feet touch the Mount of Olives and we come back with him. So the rapture's already happened at that point. This Third World War is not that war.
So the World War III is pre-rapture.
Yes, and not only is it pre-rapture, but it appears to be, you know, before that final 7 years starts to us. When we look at that, it looks like that event will happen before we get the peace agreement, before Israel builds their third temple, because Revelation chapter 11 begins to talk about the final 7 years, Israel having that third temple, Israel sharing the Temple Mount. And then, of course, halfway into that final 7 years, we know the Antichrist is revealed. We know that the two witnesses will come on the scene. So there's a lot of things that are going to happen between this war and the Battle of Armageddon.
Okay, so you also mentioned that Russia is doing this partly to let Poland and the West know that they mean business. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. So,
in regard to that, mm-hmm. Biblically speaking, we don't see anything about Russia in correlation with World War III, correct?
Well, biblically speaking, we don't have anybody that we know for sure is involved in. We don't know what militaries will be involved with that war, with this Six Trumpet War or World War III.
Okay.
We just know that it's going to take a lot of nations to do this, to kill that many people. So when we talk about Russia, it's probably pretty much going to be involved in it. I think the United States will be involved.
We've all long said there'll be nukes.
Yeah, because of that reason right there.
And you're talking about moving nukes.
Right.
Now, but in regards to Armageddon, which happens much later.
Yes.
If I remember correctly, we do know that Russia is going to be involved with that.
That's absolutely true.
So is it possible that you've already said this, but just to clarify again.
Okay.
It's not possible that Armageddon happens prior to World War III.
Right.
So we're not going to look at this and go, oh, my word, this could be Armageddon.
Yeah.
You're like 100% certain this, what's happening with Russia at this moment, is not connected, or at least it's not Armageddon. Maybe it'll be connected one day, but it's not Armageddon, right?
Right. So the situation that's going on with Ukraine and Russia, I don't even know at this point if it could be related to the Six Trumpet War, because of the fact that we see that region of the Euphrates River and we look at that a lot, like that may be where the war begins. Is that 100% correct? We don't know that for sure. I mean, we don't have that 100% knowledge that, no, it says this, so that's got to be it. That's what we believe based on Scripture. But when we see these things at this point, we're just talking about Russia and the Ukraine. And I don't believe that this thing is going to turn into a full-scale world war. But that could change if they launch nuclear weapons. If nuclear weapons are used, that's a whole new ballgame. And we have seen, you know, we saw our own president say, we've shown clips of Joe Biden say, you know, we won't deploy fighter jets over there because that would be World War III. Remember, he did it kind of creepy because he whispered that part. That would be World War III. And here we are.
That seems pretty normal, though, to be honest.
Well, for Joe, it is. But we have sent fighters over there now. We've sent, you know, our aircraft over there, and people are training Ukrainian flyers to fly these aircraft. So we've done that now. He said that would be World War III. Some people say World War III started with 9/11. But, you know, where we are on this, it doesn't appear that World War III has started, and I don't believe that World War III is going to start tomorrow based on this information. Could start, you know, at any time. We know that, but it's not. This right here, as far as I can look at it right now, unless something major happened where they start launching nuclear weapons, this is not the beginning of World War III. But it's interesting, needless to say, because of what we just mentioned and the location of where this is going to be. Because there's a lot of history there. So Russia, like I said in this article, we didn't read this whole article, but Russia will still be in control of that nuclear weapon. They're not giving Belarus the controls or anything and saying, you know, here we go, we're giving you these weapons and then you're going to have control of it. Russia would still be in control of all this. They're just allowing Russia to bring those weapons in. So back to
very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
And something definitely to highlight. It's not Armageddon. It might be connected to World War III. Right now we're not sure, but we definitely know nuclear weaponry is involved. At least they're moving it. So we'll see what happens there. Now, we're going to get into the three bones in the mouth of the bear. Before we do, pause what you're doing and hit share. When you share our videos, it helps us break through the algorithms a bit, and Facebook will actually push us up a little bit sometimes. So the more you share, the more it helps us out. And also, love the video. Don't just hit the thumbs up, but do the heart. That will help us out as well. And then the more you comment is also very helpful. So comment right now. Is this World War III or Armageddon? You put World War III or Armageddon, whichever one you think, and we'll see what happens there in the comments, Doug. I think you've made it very clear, but I know, based off of all our history, there's still some people that are going to argue it's Armageddon. So put in the comments what you think. How about these three bones? That's kind of confusing.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the questions we always get. So we kind of have to go back to Daniel 7 to explain, I think, first, Vince, so that people understand what we're talking about when we say these ribs. So remember in Daniel chapter 7, we have these beasts that Daniel talks about. We talk about it all the time. It's like lesson one in our understanding of the end time. These beasts are nations that will be on the earth when Jesus comes back to establish his kingdom. And so in Daniel chapter 7, verse 5, it speaks of the bear. Well, we understand Russia is the bear. I mean, every time you think about Russia, if you see an article or anything like that, they talk about the Russian bear. And so this is what Scripture says there in Daniel 7, 5. It says, "And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it was raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise and devour much flesh." So we've always had the question, what are these three ribs? And so we have said that we believe that one of the possibilities could be the Baltic states, which are those three states that were bordering
Latvia, Belarus, Lithuania, Estonia.
Yeah, and so those three, there's a lot of history there between Russia and those three countries.
Do we have time to get that map back up? Is that what you're wanting to point out?
Yeah, let's throw
there?
That map up just so everybody can take a look at that again and see where it's at if we can get that. Okay, so there you see again, those three, they kind of neighbor Belarus and Russia. They're, if you're looking at that map, they're just there to the left of Belarus, kind of up in the, I guess that would be northwest region of Belarus, is Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. So you've got those three there. And we've always said that this is a possibility because Russia just kind of basically took over these nations in, I believe it's in the 40s. We'll look at a little bit of history here because we've got some history there. So based on our time, we'll get into it. I don't know how far you want to get into it. But that's one of the things that we've always said. These three could be those ribs because Russia took over those provinces during the war. And so there's a lot of things there. When you look at this, it says they were all apart. These three were a part of the Soviet Union until 1991. And so that's something that up until 1991, Russia had control over those regions. And we've always thought this could be those three ribs. So it's interesting that they are in this region.
Talk about it more on the other side of the break. We are taking your calls. The number to join us is 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. We'll be right back after this break.
The symbols and prophecies within the book of Revelation have perplexed Christians and unbelievers around the world. In his final work, Revelation, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ Part 2, the late Irvin Baxter unlocks the mystery of the book of Revelation with in-depth analysis and commentary like you've never heard before. These comprehensive study tools, available for $299, will deepen your biblical understanding. Don't miss this special offer. Call 1-800-END-TIME. Or go to endtime.com.
Hi, I'm Judy Baxter. When Irvin and I got married, we didn't realize that our calling would be a prophetic ministry. Since we started End Time Ministries, there have been many times we weren't sure how we would pay the bills. But God has always provided. We started with a magazine, then went on radio and TV. And now we have the Jerusalem Prophecy College in Israel and online with End Time Plus. The mission has always been to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the end time message. Through the years, my husband would say, "We will see revival like never before in the last days. We are living in the end time now." Thank you for walking this journey with us and continuing in prayer. You are a part of the team. Thank you for your generous support. It is necessary for God's purpose. The most important thing is that you are ready when the Lord comes. Our hope is to help prepare you for that day. God bless you, and we love you.
Welcome back to the End Time Show. Vince Stegall here with Doug Norvell, talking about how Russia is deploying nukes. And what's the connection with World War III or Armageddon, as some people may believe? And so we were just talking about the bones and the mouth of the bear. How much more do you want to add to that, Doug?
Well, we have articles. Here's an old article, and I just had a clip in there. I wanted to show this. It says, in Latvia, Estonia, many ethnic Russians have what those countries call, respectively, non-citizen or alien passports, which allow them to travel but not to vote in national elections. Now, look at what this says. This is from an article. It says, their status and rights have long been a bone of contention with Moscow. It's just funny because that's what Pastor Baxter used to say all the time, is that Russia, when they took over those countries, that's what a lot of people called that, were bones of contention. It was funny that they used that terminology because the Bible says these are three ribs in the bear's mouth. So it's amazing. When I see things like that, it just really gets my attention, Vince. And this article especially got my attention today when I saw the area of Belarus and where that was located and where this meeting actually took place was in Estonia. That's where the meeting took place between Putin and the leader of Belarus. And they decided on allowing these nuclear warheads to come into their area. So it's just interesting anytime when you're dealing with Bible prophecy and you see those things, to see how this all begins to fall together and you see it happening in front of your eyes. So just something to keep your eyes on, folks, something to think about there. And it appears that, you know, those three could have a little bit more significance like we've thought for so long. We'll just have to wait and see what happens there.
We shall see. We have Joe on the line, and we'll be getting to his call here in a moment. You can join us, too. The number is 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. Before we do that, Doug, I want to ask you specifically, kind of jump ahead in what we discussed. The Biden administration has targeted Breitbart with this anti-terrorism program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm highlighting that because we're going to talk about it a little later, but I want to bring it up now because in the comments, people are asking us about this particular story with Russia moving the nukes, saying they can't find it being talked about anywhere. They've checked Fox, they've checked CNN, they've checked all the major news outlets, and no one's talking about it.
Hmm.
What do you think's happening there? But
exactly.
Breitbart is, which is who we've referenced here.
Yeah.
But also, the Biden administration's targeted them with anti-terrorism program. What do we have to say for ourselves on that regard?
Well, I mean, it's just like our program, Vince. I mean, when you're putting out information...
Illegal in Ireland.
Illegal in Ireland, that's right.
Yes.
And when you're putting out information that goes against the narrative of what the global leaders want out there, you're going to be targeted as fake news, or you're going to be targeted as, like, this Biden administration. This is... they call us terrorists, basically, is what this is saying in this article. So, interesting, because the problem with that is, you know... like Vince was saying before, they can change the algorithms on our program where people can't even hear the program because we're putting out information they don't want people to know. And so to see something like that, that tells me that Breitbart is on the right track. They're giving us information that, you know, everybody doesn't want us to know.
Well, Doug, to talk a little bit about what you just mentioned, we have almost 250,000 Facebook followers. We've been on Facebook for, I think it's been 14 or 15 years. Since you could create a page, we created a page.
Right.
A public business page.
Yeah.
So we've been on there from the beginning, essentially. We have a long history established there. We haven't went out and bought these names. This is totally organic growth through all the different things that we've done for so long.
Yeah.
When we go live, we have a couple hundred people watching because they're not getting notified.
Right.
There's a number of reasons for that. Some people may not be following us. They may not have notifications turned on, but they follow us, but they don't have notifications turned on.
Absolutely.
But nonetheless, they're not even seeing these videos. And so we've been suppressed by Facebook and YouTube and various social media platforms. And this has been happening for a very long time.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a time when through Google, we can track analytics and see who's coming or how many people are coming to our site or whatever. Well, literally, over 1 month, they adjusted algorithms on Google search.
Right.
And we literally, our traffic was cut in half the very next month and has stayed down there for months and months. And we try to build it back up and then it happens again. And so
Right. That's
happened to a lot of people. They certainly aren't picking us out and saying we're just going to attack End Time. It's happened
right.
to a lot of people. A lot of people with a conservative perspective, The problem with us, it's not a problem really, but the problem from their perspective is not only are we conservative, but we also are believers. And so
we get
hit a little bit on that in that regard. And so to ensure that we can get to you, the End Time Plus app is the best place to go.
Right.
We don't have news articles on there. It's all video. But you can go to watch.endtime.com, and you can download that app on all the major app stores or access it online at watch.endtime.com. And make sure that you're getting our videos. The Daily Show, we produce 5 hours a week on this Daily Show that's available totally free. But if you subscribe, you can try it for free, but you are going to pay to subscribe. It costs money for us to put that up, and it's a small subscription fee every month, or you can pay for a year. I think you get 2 months off when you pay for the whole year at once. Mm-hmm. And that will ensure that not only do you get this Daily Show without censorship or interruption, but you also get all our new stuff. Revelation, 21 episodes on the book of Revelation, where Irvin breaks down every single chapter in the book of Revelation, is available there. The old Understand the End Time, the legacy version with Irvin Baxter, is there. The new Understand the End Time with Dave and clips of Irvin are also there at endtime.com/new. That'll get you straight there. So there's thousands of hours of content. You know, Doug, another thing we don't talk about, Harley, Understand the End Time in Spanish and in Russian and in Hebrew, and a number of other languages are also listed there at End Time Plus. So be sure to do that. Watch.endtime.com and subscribe today. It will ensure that you get all the information that we are able to share through video and access to all the new content that we're creating. The Two Witnesses is listed there, Doug.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that exciting?
Very
If you haven't
exciting.
Watched The Two Witnesses, go to endtime.com/new. And check it out, a lesson Doug did on the two witnesses. Now, are you one of the two witnesses? Or
no, and like I said this morning, people should be glad that I'm not one of the two witnesses.
You would zap?
There's a lot of people that would be zapped, I think, if I was one of the two witnesses.
All right,
God knows what he's doing.
You're ruling yourself out.
Power. Yeah.
All right, there you have it. We ready to get to the phones, Doug?
Absolutely.
Let's open lines at 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. It's time for the Joe Show. It's been too long. Joe, welcome back.
Hello there.
Hey, Joe.
You guys look terrific.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
No, listen. Listen to me seriously. You guys saw me. I hadn't slept in 2 days. You saw me in the worst possible condition that this 75-year-old man couldn't be in. I looked terrible there, but that's really secondary, because it was such a pleasure. I called up Doug earlier today. I love you guys so much. You are my family. It was an honor having Doug here with his beautiful wife and Chris, and I keep forgetting the other sister's name.
Brenda.
But it was a joy. It was a blessing from God to have you here. The other thing I wanted to say, Vince, I saw you with your family the other day. Every day you get up, immediately get on your knees and give thanks to the Lord for such a magnificent family that you are blessed with, and that you are raising those children properly, and that you have a terrific wife. That's more precious than gold. And I just wanted to exhort you in that way. Because it was a joy watching you with your family. It was a pure joy. Thank you for having your family on.
Well, thank you, Joe, and no worries. I thank God all day long about that one, so thank
good.
You.
That's good. That's called intelligence. But now you guys, like you always do, you're touching upon so many different things to discuss with Russia and what's unfolding. Let me say, there's so many thoughts going through my mind that I could spend an hour with the research that I've done over my 45 years. But here's the thing, the first thing I want to address. Every believer, every knower of Jesus, have no fear. Whatever unfolds, God is in control and he loves us. That's number one. Things have been revealed to the body of Christ for the past 2,000 years, a thing that came to the front of my mind there was a minister by the name of Jonathan Edwards, I believe, he was a tremendous writer, and he lived in the 1780s, and he wrote so much. One of his treatises was over 400 pages, and something he stated in there is what we're living to understand. He had insight by Holy Spirit, and he made a statement that as the things unfold in every coming generation, great light by the Holy Spirit, I'm paraphrasing, and we will know things as they are revealed in the end of the age. This brother wrote that in 1785 or something around there. So we can have confidence that Holy Spirit will lead us to know all the little finite details as they unfold. I personally, after spending a lot of years studying, I think that the enemy of the United States and Israel, the adversaries, I think they're going to turn against each other. Because they can't destroy the USA. We will be standing strong with Israel until Armageddon. So as far as World War III and the 200 million or so, 200 million man army and one-third of mankind, I don't think that's going to affect the United States or Israel. We can't be wiped out. But I do think Russia is going to turn against China. I think that's going to happen because China wants too much power. And Putin's not going to let that happen. So I'm reading between the lines. I'm going, you know, this is not biblical. This is the Joe show. This is
hey, there you go.
Joe's observation.
Well, so, you know, Joe, there's reason to believe that you wouldn't be far off on that. You know, as we see that Russia pairs back up with the world government beast, they are not going to be allies to all the people that they're allies of now. And so it does appear that, I mean, obviously, like you said, we can't point to Scripture and say what you said is accurate, but with them being part of the world government, I have reason to believe that you're accurate. Now, maybe it's not because of the power thing. I don't know why it will be, but no doubt they will be back with the world government, and they are not right now.
So, we know that our Heavenly Father, our wonderful Abba, he likes mysteries. Mm-hmm. He really does. Mm-hmm. And this is all his ball game. And I think he knows that Satan knows how to read. So there's mysteries. But you see, us with Holy Spirit, as Jesus said, will lead us to know all truth. As we see things unfolding, we'll get the conviction in our spirit. But I really seriously think, you know, the Chinese Communist Party, they want to control the world, but the elitist, they're not going to let that happen. Yeah. And I think Russia, behind the scenes, there's things happening with these clowns over in Davos. But I think that's where we're going to see, that's why the scripture is kind of silent about the geographical area of China. Because we can trace back, like you've talked about, and Irvin was very well-versed on how...
Hey, Joe, I hate to cut you off. I'm sorry, but we're coming up against a break here, and I'll have to cut you off, but it was great to hear from you. Type in the comment section, Go Joe. We'll be right back after this break.
I've been part of the End Time family from the beginning over 30 years ago when my parents, Irvin and Judy Baxter, began ministry from the recliner in our living room. My name is Jana Robbins. I have the pleasure of connecting with our incredible partners every day. End Time is a small nonprofit that runs a high-traffic website, a daily TV and radio show, the Prophecy College in Jerusalem, and more. Although we have less than 30 team members, we are able to serve tens of millions of people each month. We survive on the goodness of God and donations averaging about $50. If everyone hearing this message gave $22, our financial needs would be met for the year. If you only give to one cause per month, please consider partnering with End Time to help get the message of our soon coming King out to the world. Call us at 1-800-END-TIME to give today or go to endtime.com to become a monthly or one-time partner.
Welcome back to the End Time Show. Vince Deagle here with Doug Norvell. Open lines at 877-END-TIME, 877-363-8463. We had to cut Joe off there. We were coming up on a break. The outro music wasn't, at least we couldn't hear it. And so it kind of came up on us quick there. So unfortunately, we had to let Joe go. But we always appreciate hearing from him. If you enjoy the Joe Show, type in the comments, "Go Joe." That's one message I received when he first called in. And every time he calls in, we get positive feedback. Everyone loves Joe. So if you're on that train, comment, "Go Joe." All right, Doug.
Go Joe.
We see Paul in Missouri. We're going to get to his call here in a minute. But before we do, we have more information that we just have to share before the show's over.
Yeah, and the reason why, Vince, that this article, this next article is important is because it's talking about money that was actually geared toward fighting Al-Qaeda, okay? That's where this money comes from. Biden's administration, $40 million against anti-terrorism program, and it targets, you said earlier, Breitbart, but it's not just Breitbart. There's other news agencies and individuals as well that are being targeted there. And the reason why this is important and people need to understand how serious this is because it doesn't just affect these programs that's trying to get truth out, but we see this is what's going to happen in the end time. When we get this world government, when the mark of the beast is finally established, those things, they're going to be able to put economic sanctions on people. And this is more a fight against the conservative voice right now. We're losing rights in this country where if we would have came to the platform today, if we would have came up here on the program today and started talking to you about Target or talking to you about next month is Pride Month and all these stores are going to start celebrating it, these restaurants are going to celebrate it, even to my dismay and my disappointment, Harley Davidson motorcycles are supporting this next month. It drives me crazy. But the whole thing that's driving that, Vince, is the people who control these companies underneath that can sanction these companies and keep these companies from being able to, actually function as a company because they've all bought into, what the WEF really is all about. And these organizations that are connected, you know, we talk all the time about how it's like an octopus with all these tentacles out there. And so those tentacles reach into these businesses and affects the way they do business because they don't want to be targeted and shut down. And that's what we're seeing with this kind of a bill. This is something the Biden administration has taken $40 million of grant money, and they've given it to the Homeland Security to go after media organizations and target them. Now, we've got a graphic I wanted to throw up there of a pyramid that they use in this article. And the people that are watching, you can see this graphic. But look at some of the names.
If I look at the graphic, everyone sees the side of my face.
I know. If I look at it, I got to look around this camera. But
and you look crazy.
I know. So. It's like, hey.
How about full screen on the graphic? That way we can make faces at each other.
There you go. But the whole thing about this,
hey.
If you look, there's organizations in there that you're going to recognize. There's PragerU. There is CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network. National Rifle Association, Fox News.
Well, who made this graphic, Doug?
The Heritage Foundation. This came from the article that I got this from. This is in this is one of the graphics that they use showing the pyramid of, you know, who their number one
is.
This
is from Breitbart.
Yeah, from Breitbart. And, you know, again, if people have trouble finding these things, you can email me and I'll send you the notes, and it's got the information in there with the links. So this money, like I said, this was used to combat Al-Qaeda, but they're using it now to come after Americans. One of the programs is Turning Point USA and the Heritage Foundation. These are Christian organizations that put out truth, but now they're being targeted as being violent neo-Nazi organizations under this Biden program. So very interesting. And to see this, you just see how they're targeting anybody who has a conservative voice. If you're out there talking about rights, our rights as Americans, if you're out there talking about the Lord God and saying the name Jesus Christ, you're going to be on this list. And So one day, a list like that may have End Time Ministries on it, you know, because the more information that gets out there, the more people we have following us, and the more people that understand what we teach, we're going to be targeted by this. But this all comes down to, Vince, we're running into that time. We tell people all the time, that everything is like a snowball rolling down a hill right now. Mm-hmm. And all these prophecies are coming to pass, and we're starting to see this in our own country with an American president that is spending that kind of money to make organizations like ours. I mean, I just say like ours because we're a conservative voice, we're a Christian voice, and we're being targeted. Like you said before, when we were talking about in Ireland, it would be illegal for our program to be on. And we just came back from this trip. We have people from all over the United States and from around the world that know us and recognize End Time because they follow this program. So, I mean, Dave was even recognized in Israel as, you know, Dave Robbins from End Time Ministry. So these things, you know, the word's getting out. People are learning more and more. And it won't be long before we're targeted and put on a list if we're not already on a list. I was told one time we're already on a list.
What's that mean?
Well, the person told me, and they work for the FBI, they said, because you work for a ministry, you're on the list. Because I ride a motorcycle, I'm on the list. And because I have a permit to carry a weapon, I'm on a list. So we may all be on list. So,
okay.
There you go. So we could already be on terrorist organization list. But they're targeting Americans. They're targeting Christians. And this is this administration. We get a lot of times people come at us because we talk about the Biden administration and things they're doing. It's because they're doing things that are in God's word that are telling us are going to happen in the end time. We're watching prophecy even come to pass right now in our own country with some of this stuff. And if you think it's not linked to world government, remember, he is a student of Klaus Schwab and the WEF, and he's very much a globalist and a one world government lover. So there you go.
Well, I'll add to that, Doug, on the list thing. You know, we had a friend, I won't go into the person's name, but
okay,
they are connected to the UN, which is what's pictured behind us here.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else that's connected to the UN saw an End Time lesson. I don't know exactly how that played out, but they wanted to get Irvin Baxter, when he was alive, to go to the UN and teach these lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And that could not happen because Irvin Baxter had been blacklisted at the UN and was not allowed past the lobby area or wherever it was. And so they know Irvin Baxter and End Time's name, mm-hmm, at the UN, and I'm sure that list is accessible. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't accessible by the U.S. government,
yeah,
by the other countries that are connected to the UN, by the World Economic Forum. Who knows? But
right,
there is no doubt that such lists exist,
mm-hmm,
and that, just like the Bible said, this government control stuff would be prevalent in the last days just before the second coming of Jesus. And here we are, yeah, watching it unfold like never before. It's quite unbelievable.
Yeah.
And now the cool part of that is somebody went in with the End Time DVDs, actually, and was playing them anyway.
Yeah.
So Irvin Baxter, on video, got through those checkpoints.
He was in the UN.
Yeah, so they had, yeah, classes going for weeks there in the UN, which was pretty awesome.
There was even some people baptized from those
classes.
That's
what I hear, yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So,
but, I mean, you know, going back to some of the things that we were talking about earlier with just what's going on right now in the world and these two big stories that we brought up today, this one in particular is concerning, I guess, for us because it's in our own backyard, and it's something where you see people who have been shut down completely. I mean, there's doctors who have put out some really good information. They were completely silenced. And so that's one of the things, you know, that makes us having an app like End Time Plus such a big deal to us, and that's why we talk about it so much, because that's one place they won't be able to shut us down. And so, you know, for people to be able to get us completely uncensored and go there, it's just a really great tool. But we've got to watch stuff like this, folks, because this is happening. And when elections come up, even if you feel like your vote doesn't count, you need to get out there and vote for people that believe in our rights as Americans and our right to have our voice heard, instead of some of the pineapples. Is that what Joe calls them?
Joe calls them pineapple heads.
Instead of some of these pineapple heads that are running the country right now. So,
you know, Doug, if we understood Bible prophecy, I think that would, if nothing else, that would help guide us in our voting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can see stuff in the U.S. government, even in local government,
right,
that is so anti-God and anti-Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And if we understand, and specifically prophecy. Now, there's plenty of other Bible, too, that it doesn't go with.
Right.
But prophetic things that are occurring, if we understood that, I think that would change how we vote.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one thing that that brings to mind is if everyone could read this new book that's coming out, Understanding the End Time, that would change how you viewed elections.
Yeah.
That would change how you viewed many political things and even religious things, Doug.
Right.
It might, I guess we should tell people, it might change where you worship every week.
Yep.
Because you're going to hear your pastor preaching things that align with this one world religion that the Bible talks about.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in the book, and it's going to help you see that. So I guess I should caution you and say, if you don't want major change in your life or perspective, don't pre-order the book. But if you want, I guess, an ultimate biblical guide on not only how to vote, but also where to worship and who to worship with and all those types of things, you need to pre-order Understand the End Time. The book is available for a donation of any amount. So there's not a dollar set on it. We want you to ask the Lord what you should give. There's been people that gave $10, and we're going to mail you the book. There's been people that gave $500, and we are going to mail you the book. It doesn't matter what amount you give. Go to endtime.com/ABC, and you can pre-order the book. And when you do, actually, when you pre-order it right now, it comes with access to that VIP video call with Dave Robbins. So you definitely want to do it. There's other options there for pre-order as well. But for the book specifically, it's available for a donation of any amount. Call endtime.com, or excuse me, go to endtime.com/ABC or call 800-END-TIME. All right, Doug, we have time for one more call before the end of the day. We're going to go to Paul in Missouri. Paul, get right to your question, please. We are running out of time. So sorry to do that to you.
That's all right. So I just want to piggyback off what the other guy said. I think U.S. is blessed for sure. God's got his hand on our country, but that wasn't my question. My question is, what do you think about King Charles and his role in the end times?
Doug, before you go there,
a role?
Paul, do you happen to be an End Time Plus subscriber?
I subscribe to your channel. But
okay, well, we're going to gift you End Time Plus. Stay on hold when we get finished with this call. Doug and I did a show, Is King Charles the Antichrist? So you can go there and watch a full hour of it. But Doug, since we're up against the time, what can you give him in the next minute?
Well, just quickly, I mean, he is somebody that we watch. I mean, of course, he is from the region, the area that we believe the Antichrist will come out of. Some of the things that have been brought up recently, very interesting things. You know, there's a lot of stuff that he said. There's some things behind the scene. We talk about it in that one program that we talk about. But yes, he is a possibility. He could be a candidate for that. Now, his age concerns me a little bit, but I mean, it's not that big a deal. If we're talking about 7 years, I think he's still got 7 years in him. So he could be in the running for that. But, you know, we won't know until we get to that final 7 years and we get to the middle of that where the Antichrist is revealed.
Thanks for your call, Paul. Please stay on hold so we can get your email address and set you up with access to End Time Plus. By the way, Understand the End Time is being streamed there at endtime.com/news, so you can go there and check it out today. Stream it all you want. Doug, once again, good to have you back.
I'm glad you made it safely back from Israel.
And going to have some great shows for the rest of the week. We'll be right back here at 3 p.m. Central Time. Don't forget to go to endtime.com and watch.endtime.com to access thousands of hours of content totally free. We'll see you tomorrow.